أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful And may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience Brothers and sisters and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity This is Hamza Azizi talking with you about the Quranic point of view regarding the issue of environment Up to now We talked previously about the different aspects of environment, significance of environment in the Holy Book. And the very last point that we touched in the last episode was something connected to our time and our world. When talking about the issue and story of Dhul-Qarnayn, we said that some people might think that, okay, if we want to know how to use the environment and how to behave the environment, we need some specific detailed instructions in the Holy Book. For example, if we want to learn how to behave the oceans or the forests, the jungles, beaches, whatever, in our world as the manifestations of environment, we should find some specific verses in the Holy Book talking about, for example, talking about the earth, talking about pollution, talking about water, talking about rivers. No, there's no need to that because we always repeat, we constantly emphasize that Quran is the book of guidance. Quran is not the storybook. Quran is not a scientific book. Quran is not a book about chemistry, about physics, as well as the very familiar and very clear fact that we constantly repeat that Quran is not a historical book. Yes, Quran includes the stories of many nations. Quran includes the stories of prophets. Quran includes many good points about scientific matters. These are all correct. But all of them are not going to make Quran as a scientific or equal or the same as a scientific book. No. Quran is the book of guidance. Means that the only primary duty of the Holy Book is to instruct human beings to the felicity, the right path. And this right path has both goals at the same time and is going to take us to the both goals at the same time. Felicity in this universe and felicity in the hereafter. For having felicity in this universe, in this world, we learn many general instructions. But those general instructions are going to give us the ideas, the clues, how to work, what to do. There's no need, for example, to find some formulas about how to use For example, nuclear energy in the Holy Book. No, definitely it's not needed. Quran is not for that. But Quran emphasizes that whatever energy, whatever ability, whatever source and supply of energy that I as a Lord, I implanted, I offered to you in the earth, you can use it and you should use it for developing the earth, as I read the verses talking about that. And at the same time, you have to regard the religious instructions, not to suppress the others, not to oppress the others, not to violate any rights, not to make any corruptions. Those are also the important instructions that we have to take care of them, to have them in our mind. So let's continue the issue after a short break. صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه صلي على محمد صلوا عليه يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi talking about the issue of environment in Quranic point of view. So we open the new discussion about the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His holy book talks about environment. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not touch specifically every element of environment in His holy book, at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to give us clues and give us ideas, give us instructions, general instructions how to behave. And that is very important. The same point that we mentioned several times about the stories of prophets or previous nations. Can you find the date of birth of Prophet Musa in the Holy Book? No. Can you find the date of birth of Prophet Isa in the Holy Book? No. Why? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included the story of Prophet Musa as well as the story of Prophet Isa in the Holy Book, but He didn't talk about these dates, these times. Why? If you ask Quran would say that, okay, I'm not a historical book. I'm not a biographical book. I'm the book of guidance. I pick the guiding elements of the biography of Prophet Isa. For example, guiding element of biography of Prophet Isa is the very first scene in his life when he was in a cradle talking with the people while he was a newborn baby as a miracle of God. That is connected to the issue of guidance. I pick the guiding elements of and guiding segments of biography of Prophet Musa. And knowing the date of birth or date of death of Prophet Musa is not a part of that. So it is not necessary to include that in the Holy Book. The same thing goes with the issue of environment. There's no need to find the way we use the nuclear energy in details in the Holy Book. No, to know the general instructions is enough. And that is the project, the primary project of the Holy Book. Yes, it is correct that in some aspects, more details are found and could be found in the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. As I said at the beginning of this issue, that there are many pieces of details, many information, specific information, how to behave water, how to behave animals, how to behave trees, how to behave plants, and many other examples. But for the Holy Book, this much is enough. One of the other instructions, general instructions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Holy Book touches is the influence that our deeds, our act might have on the appearance of the environment. That is a very important issue, which we will talk about that in the next episode, inshallah. Thank you very much. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me a blissful life eternally. One day all my deeds will be shown in front of you. Beside me, I'll be standing on my own. Blessing me with your mercy is